Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is a day that God has made, and all of us to find something to rejoice therein. Oh, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms of God. It is such a beautiful thing and a privilege that we have gathered here tonight to celebrate with one another in the Word of God. God has given and afforded us the opportunity, and for that, we say thank you. God is a good God, y'all, and he's worthy to be praised. All honor and glory go to him. I thank him for the opportunity, and I thank each and every one of you that take time out of your schedule week after week to come to explore the Word of God together. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I pray that everybody had a good week from the time we left one another on last Wednesday. I pray that everything is well, not just with you, but with your family and everything that you have to do. Because the Word of God told us that God will take care of our going in and our coming out, which is our daily lives. He promised, and God is not short of his word. And at this time, we're going to just begin. I want you to know that the title of the lesson tonight is Be Encouraged. I chose that title tonight because there is so much going on in the world, and it really can make you grieve about the tragedy, situations, burdens being placed upon people here on earth. And we have to learn to encourage ourselves in the midst of what's going on. I'm going to come from the second book of Corinthians. We're going to be in the fourth chapter, verses 7 through 9. And I encourage you to have your Bible with you because this is Bible study. At this time, I'm going to play a song, Glory, Hallelujah. And after that, we're going to come and go to God's throne of grace and prayer. And then we're going to expound on the Word of God tonight together.
God is present here. Well,
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Be encouraged, everybody. I don't know about you, but I feel encouraged by God, knowing that he is in control and he's working it out for my good, and he's holding back the weapons, and he's giving the provisions necessary for me to be of service, and he is giving the opportunities, and he is loving on us. He promised never to leave us or forsake us. That ought to encourage you at this time. Be encouraged, my sisters and brothers. At this time, we'll have our prayer. Our prayer warrior has showed up and pressed the one button on the phone. She's in position to go before God's throne of grace here for this Bible study at this time and for us. Sister Pam, I turn everything over to you, and you could come to God any way you see fit.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Giving thanks tonight, Father God, for life. Thanking you, Lord, for affording us this opportunity to come together for another Wednesday night of Bible study. Father God, I thank you tonight for our sister in Christ and our teacher, Minister Diane Adams. Lord, I pray that you continue to use her to bring forth your word, plain and simple, each and every Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you for this Bible study, Lord. I pray that you continue to bless our Bible study, O Lord. And I pray on tonight that somebody leave this Bible study with something that can help them throughout their journey this week, this month, the rest of this year. I give you all praise, glory, and honor in the sweet, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen, and thank you, God.
Amen, and thank you, my sister,
you.
For being in service, for being of service for this Words of Wisdom, plain and simple Bible study. Glory, hallelujah to the only true and living God. I just feel so grateful, y'all, and I'm so encouraged tonight because God is still in the blessing business, and God is trying to help us to be all that we could be. You know, the word of God say that he has an extended purpose for our lives. He have an intended purpose, and he's given us an expected end. We have to learn the will of God for our individual lives. And the more we move and operate in it, I guarantee the more joy and peace you will have within your body, mind, and soul. Our lesson tonight, again, I'm going to tell you the title, because so many more people have come on the line. Praise the Lord. The lights is lighting up. God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep solid. So we're going to be, and for those who just came on, the title of our lesson tonight is Be Encouraged, My Sisters and Brothers. We're coming from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 9th verse. Always, I give a little background. And I wanted you to know that if you try to live in this evil world with your physical understanding, only what you can see, and not with spiritual wisdom, which is faith, you will be defective. You'll get knocked down, can't get up. You'll be worried. You sit up all night. You look at someone doing something to somebody else, and it breaks your heart. But I want you to know that faith is our greatest resource and our greatest encourager. You see, when we have faith, no matter what comes our way, we can be encouraged because faith has never failed us. You see, it allows us to see the impossible. No matter what is happening in this world today, the word of God tells us to be encouraged. It tells us that trouble don't last always. And if you hold on, joy will come in the morning. And you got to remember, God's not on our timetable. We are on his. If we live our lives with the evidence that God has already given us in his word, y'all, God has given us enough evidence for us to all realize that he's real. Evidence. We will always be able to face tomorrow because it's not what you go through, it's who you go through it with. Glory, hallelujah. Remember, there is nothing new under the sun. Wars and rumors of wars ain't nothing new. I researched it in the first war recorded in scripture. And watch what I say because this is Bible study. The first war recorded. Some people will want to go back and forth. It wasn't the first war, but I say it, the first war recorded in the scripture is found in Genesis 14, 1 and 14, 1 through 14. We have to remember when we read the word of God, and just like me talking about this wall, and it was a good time after the world was created that this happened. And it had other nations all around the world. The Bible makes emphasis on his chosen nation, the Israelites. So they could have been having wars, but this is the first one that is recorded. I just wanted to give that point and for you to realize that the children of Israel was always spoken about in the Bible because God chose it and made it that way. But there were other people and nations all around the world. You see, if we live our lives with the evidence that God has given us, we will be victorious and we could have faith that'll keep us encouraged. You see, in that war, these kings wanted to take what didn't belong to them. They wanted someone else's wealth. They wanted control, territory, and land, which was a form of greed. Now, aren't we seeing that today? Nothing new. They had much victory all over, destroying people, nations, places, and things. But they had victory until they messed with the wrong one. You see, this is a story that you may be familiar with that I'm leading up to with Lot. When Lot was living in Sodom and Gomorrah and these kings came in and they destroyed them and took all of their stuff and they carried them away. See, they messed with the wrong one when they messed with Lot, Abraham's nephew. God was with Abraham and allowed him to go into battle and won the war and brought Lot and the people and their goods back. Today there's a war between Russia, evil King Putin, and the Ukrainians. The same reason, y'all. Control, territory, he wants their wealth, and he wants their land, which is also a form of greed. Come on, y'all. God does what he pleases, when he pleases, how he pleases, for who pleases him. Y'all got that? God does what pleases him, how it pleases him, for those who pleases him. Help is always on the way. None of this is taking God by surprise. The murders, the carjacking, the killing of innocent children, stray bullets all in the land, people are robbing and killing and stealing. The price has gone up. coronavirus is still not dead. There's turmoil because we live in an evil and dark, wicked world. But it's not taking him by surprise. And we will in the end win, y'all. Victory is ours. It might not all happen on this side. But if you accept Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, victory belongs to you. You see, God is working all things out together for our good and for his glory. If you really pay attention, you will be able to see the hand of God moving in through his creation and even in your lives. But you got to pay attention. We know that some wars are more a little just than other wars, but war is always the result of sin, which is evil. The most important thing we can do in a time of war is to be praying for godly wisdom for our leaders. Y'all, we need that. The nation, the countries, the world, the city and the state. Our local mayor, our local governor. Pray that they have wisdom. And Lord Jesus, pray for the Republican Party to get some sense. And then we have Donald Trump. We have to pray. Pray for wisdom for our leaders. Praying for the safety of our military. Praying for quick resolution with the conflict. And praying for a minimum of casualties among civilians on both sides. Because, you know, every man out there and woman that's fighting is somebody's child. And if they're saved, they're a child of the king. So we have to pay for civilians on both sides. So I wanted to give you that to let you know that is nothing new under the sun. And just as God was with Abraham in the first war, he's with the Ukrainians in this war. But you got to believe it to achieve it. And you just have to wait on God. So we're going to go in our lesson tonight. I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, and I'm starting at the fourth. I'm starting in the fourth chapter at the seventh verse. And the verse reads as follows. But we have this treasure in an earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, this scripture is letting us know that it's not about the vessel. We are the vessel. It's about us, y'all. But it's about the treasure that's in the vessel. And his name is Jesus. God took his time and made all of us uniquely and beautifully and wonderful made. And we do have a divine purpose, and God do cares about us. But I'm not talking about us with lesser value, which we do, but the value of what is inside of us I'm talking about. You see, the value that in us, Jesus Christ can do all things. We can't. And there's nothing we in and of ourselves can do without God. You see, we are described as an earthly vessel, which represent jars of clay. Paul uses it to shed light on the fact that we are frail and fallible and can do nothing on our own, like I said. You see, we live in a world that is out of control, and in many cases, there is nothing that we can do. Do you know that, y'all? We can't change the politician's mind. We can't change the Supreme Court. We can't change even our children, some of them. Sometimes it's nothing we could do. You see, so I want to give you something you could hold on in these times, which is the prayer of serenity. you know, it's much needed for us to be and to be able to stay encouraged. And the prayer says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. If you walk around with that, I guarantee you, you'll be encouraged, because if you accept the things you cannot change, and you muster up enough courage to change the things that you can, and you got to rightly divide and know the difference through wisdom, it'll help you to be encouraged. It'll keep you with peace and joy, because that's just it. We could do it another way. We could think about it another way. But that's the bottom line. You see, in Philippians 2 and 13, it's a scripture that, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. That scripture let us know that you can't even please God without God. You see, he say it is God that worketh in us both to will. That will right there means giving you the desire to want to please him. It is God that worketh in you to will and to do. To do is he's going to give you the desire to want to please you, to please him. And he's going to work in you to be able to do it. Now, that's a mighty good thing. God designed it that way to let us know. It's not just about us. He wants us to know how he is working and want to work in our lives. And he don't expect as much from us as we think in our fallible mind. God say, I'm right here. I'm leading. I'm guiding. It's all about me. He said, and I'm never going to leave a gap open where you could boast. See, that's why another reason why God is doing all of the doing. Because if you could really do something and master something just on your own without God, then you would have a chance to boast. God say that is not going to happen. That's why he shows up. That's why he make a way out of no way. That's why when your back is against the wall and you can't go forward, you can't turn to the side, the left or the right. And he shows up. You remember when they was at the tip of the Red Sea? Pharaoh's army was behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. Oh, but God made a way out of no way. And he made the water heap up on his sides, made a trail that they, a road that they could go through. And they went through it. And you see, when the enemy came behind them, he closed it up on them. And they drowned and lost their lives. But God. But God. You see, once we accept Jesus as our Savior, he entrusts us with his Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. And we have the excellence of the power of God living inside of us. There's a scripture in John 4:4 that says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We must never put all our hope in the perishable container, our human body. That would be leaning to our own understanding of the things of this world, which are temporal, but on the priceless content, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We spend so much time, y'all, so much time worrying about the things of this life which we have no control of, instead of thinking on those things that are internal and constantly think on what is lovely, what is pure, what is of a good report. And if we take Matthew 6 and 33 and 34, we'll be all right. We could remain in an encouraged state. And we can make it through the day. Because that scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 34 say, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, you're worrying about tomorrow and you're going to have new things to face tomorrow. He says sufficient is the evil that's going to come when the sun rises. You know, we tell God he gives us new mercies and grace every day. And evil have his program for the lives of God's people every day as well. We live in a evil, wicked, and dark world. And it is said that love is what love does. But I come to tell you tonight that evil is what evil does. Evil is going to do what evil do. Not sometime, not all the time. I mean, not sometime, but all the time. And you see, evil is taking hold of more and more people, younger and younger. 15-year-olds shooting people. 13-year-olds going up to people's cars with a gun. You see, that's evil. Evil is doing what evil does as he operates in the hearts and the minds of the people. Come on, y'all. You see, God has given us power to do his work. The power is God's, not ours. Stop depending only on yourself, but use the word of God to guide the way. You see, if you look at the next two scriptures, 8 and 9, we are troubled, y'all, on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. 9, persecuted, but not forsaken. We are often cast down, but not destroyed. Come on, y'all. Isn't that a good thing? The Bible is telling us that we are going to be perplexed. We're going to be persecuted. And we're going to be cast down. But with God on our side, we may be distressed. We may have trouble on every side, but we ain't going to be distressed out of our wits. We are perplexed, but not to the end of despair. Yes, we will be persecuted, but not forsaken. You see, God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The promise, y'all. And many times we will be cast down, but not destroyed. You see, we all fall down, but we get up with the power of God. Many times we may feel that we at the end of our rope, which can cause some people to commit suicide. I want to tell you tonight that that's a trick of the devil. The word of God lets us know that we are never at the end of our hope. If we have Jesus, which is our hope in this life, right here on earth, in this evil world, Jesus is our hope, but he's also our eternal hope. No matter what's going on in your life, there is hope if you faint not. So I tell you tonight, my sisters and brothers, be encouraged. There are so many things going on today that sometimes we feel overwhelmed and at other times we feel just outright defeated. And we may ask ourselves, because I know I have several times, what this thing called life is all about. Because sometimes the harder you try, the harder it gets. And you see, some people have misinformation. Some people, especially many times new Christians, think that being a Christian is supposed to be easier. But there's no scripture based on that doctrine. And I often say that God did not promise us a rose garden. And if we look at the book of James, the first chapter, verse 2 and 3, it says, my brethren, Count it all joy when you fall into divers of temptation. Count it all joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You see, we all will face trials, tribulation, adversities. And James didn't say that we wouldn't, but he didn't say not if, but he said when. It's been said that Jesus must bear the cross alone and all the world go free. But no, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for you and me. The book of Luke, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse tell us, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. So whatever hits you today, pick up your cross and keep it moving. Because the scripture earlier said that tomorrow is going to have the evil of its own. And you just keep marching because you're marching on to Zion, my sisters and brothers. Just keep it moving. Just keep it moving. You see, people often say, God, don't put more on you than you could bear. But the scripture actually says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except that is common to man. What it's saying that nothing is coming your way. Heaven always came someone else's way. He's letting us know that. Nothing that's happening to you has already happened and is common to man. The scripture goes on to say, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it. Y'all know the trials and tribulations of your life. And many times I like to ask people to think of the worst time in their lives. And some of you, it might have been yesterday, but some of you may have been 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Didn't God bring you through? Didn't he take care of you? And he's still in a blessing business. This lets us know that nothing that is or happened to us has not already happened, because there's nothing new under the sun. And I hope this helped you, because see, some of us, when we get a trial or a tribulation, we think it's the worst in the world and nobody can understand what you're going through. The scripture said that it happened to somebody else. The devil, and you see, okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. The devil ain't coming up with new tricks, because I like to call him a three-bag trick wonder. Hallelujah. What you saying, Sister Diane? You know, Satan uses what he has. Satan's powers and even his imagination is limited, because all he do is try to copy God. So I say that Satan has, I call him the three-bag trick wonder, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Come on, y'all. That's the standards of the world that he controls. Three things. Lust of the eyes, lust. So what I'm saying is Satan tried these tricks over and over and over. And he liked to bring you somewhere where maybe somebody in your family did it. You know, a mother that was getting beaten by her husband over and over, and the daughter seen it. And her mother still lived. And at times her mother seemed happy, you know, and not knowing the full, you know, way that the girl looked at it. So she grows up and the man hit her. I don't think she think it's the worst thing in the world, and sometimes that's what allows them to stay. See, Satan uses what he has already used in the past, because that's all he has. So what I'm saying, stop having a pity party. When we endure testing or situations that are used to mature us, or we are going through to get to, we will never be taken to the point where we cannot bear it. That's the word, y'all. Do you believe the word of God? And the only way we could bear it is with God's help. You know, God will always provide the resources to overcome these difficult times when we place our trust in him. And yes, he is an on-time God. God will never fail. So tonight I say be encouraged. Stop feeling like the Lone Ranger. If we study the lives of people in the Bible who followed God, we will see that it wasn't easy for them either. Be encouraged, because we will see that God, what God has for you is for you. I'm sure there were many times in Joseph's life that he had to encourage himself. And he was able to do it by faith. You see, Joseph was sold in Egypt into slavery by his brother. Though he had earned his master's trust after he got there and was allowed to work freely in the house, the lies of a woman thrust Joseph into prison. You see, God granted Joseph an understanding of dreams. You see, when we talk about our gifts and our abilities, God gave Joseph the ability of understanding dreams. And God knew that Joseph was going to have that when Joseph would need that when he was placed in prison. My God, my God. You see, while he was unjustly serving his time, Joseph interpreted a dream one day which would be his way out of jail. When Joseph was released from prison, he was taken and elevated to a position in government, second to the ruler. Come on, y'all. Out of the pit into slavery to the palace. Joseph knew the region would go through devastation. He made preparations to save the people. In doing so, he was also able to rescue his brothers who had treated him so badly. Joseph told them, "What you set up for my bad, God turn it around for my good." You see, Joseph trusted in the promises of God. Do you trust God today? For whatever you prayed for, you pray and give it to God and leave it there. Keep it moving. Do you believe, too, that one day this will pass? Hallelujah, y'all. And you got to remember, it's not our timing, but it's all predicated on God's timing. Glory, hallelujah. Joseph trusted in the promises of God. He knew that God had a plan for his life. Joseph endured the difficulties because of his faith in God. See, sometimes you're going through, you could suffer the difficulties if you have faith and trust God, because you know your help is on the way, and you know that God is working it out. And you can wait and have patience, because our timing is not God's timing. You see, the word of God is what keeps us encouraged, y'all. So again, I tell you, be encouraged. Even when you don't understand why something is happening to you, I got to bring you to Job. You see, Job lost his houses, his riches, his cattle, and all of his children in one day. Yet he still chose to praise God. We are encouraged by our praises in the midst of the storm. See, if you got trouble, start praising God. Don't wait till the battle is over. Praise him in the midst of the battle. Job said in Job 15:5, and this is in while Job was going through. Job was going through. He said, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. but I will remain my own way before him. You notice Job, you know, was going through. And Job recognized that everything he had in life came from the hand of God. Anyway, y'all, we got to realize we just stewards. If God chose to take it away from him, then who was Job to complain or question the wisdom of God? Beyond the physical loss that Job endured, he had to deal with the accusations of his friends and his wife who told him to give up on God. However, Job continued to maintain his trust and faithfulness in God. He never gave up on God because he knew God would never give up on him. Many times I have people, when someone died, how they gave up on God. God gave the life in the first place. Who are we to question God's wisdom? You see, in the end, we learned that it was only a test. Job was the winner, and he got double for his troubles. You see, sometimes you may ask God for something, and it never happens. We know the Apostle Paul suffered many trials by the hands of man. But beyond that, he suffered some type of trial by the permission of God. Nothing happened unless God orchestrated or allowed it. So he's saying God allowed this by the permission of God. You see, Paul called it a messenger of Satan and begged God to remove this thorn in his side. Yet, God chose to allow Paul to suffer. It was a thorn in his flesh. And God allowed Paul to suffer with this affliction. There are many speculations for what this problem was, but we are not told clearly in the text of the Bible. Even though we do not know the exact nature of the problem, there's a lesson to be learned that can apply to each of us. You see, Paul endured his trial, which caused him to depend more on the Lord. And I often think about this scripture here, and I'm not saying, first of all, we know what God did with Paul. That don't mean he's going to do it with everybody, but we do know that's how he does operate sometimes. So, you know, sometimes people are going through something, and people are saying, you know, they're going through it because they didn't pray enough, but they didn't have enough faith. Or they didn't trust God enough. They weren't ready to change. Well, I know Paul had great faith. And I know he trusted God. And I know he prayed to God. But when he asked God the first time, God said no. He asked him a second time. And God said no. He even asked God the third time. And God told Paul, you know, it's not going to be moved, but with you still having this thorn, my grace is sufficient. Paul never asked again and accepted God's will for his life. I want you to know that God's grace was sufficient for Paul. And God's grace is sufficient for us today. Remember, God is in control. And because of that, we all can be encouraged. So whatever your trials are today, trust in the grace of God to be sufficient. Go to him in prayer. Read his word. Allow him to be all that you need to endure these trying times and stay encouraged. That's my lesson for tonight. That's my lesson for tonight. And at this time, anyone who would like to say anything, and we have time, can press the one button phone, and I'll open the mic. Press the one button on your phone. This is our Bible study. Praise God. Caller, your number is 504-810-27. Your mic is open.
Good night, Minister Diane. The sermon was great tonight, and I was wondering to see Lyria close us out with a song. I haven't heard from her in a while.
She always accepts opportunities, but we'll get to it after if no one else has anything to say. Because like I say, we do have time. Who is this talking?
Sister Edwards.
Thank you, Sister Edwards, for being on the line with us. You've been on this line before?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sister
yes,
Edwards.
Ma'am.
Thank you for coming back again. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Anyone else have anything they would like to say? If there's anybody on the line that's new for the first time, you could press the one button on the phone. All right, caller, 918-902. Your mic is open.
Hello. I've enjoyed the lesson tonight. And that scripture in James, I didn't get all of it.
All right, let me give it to you right now, my sister. James, let me find it. I know it's James, second chapter, but let me. James, the first chapter, verses 2 and 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
1-20.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And he's letting us know not if you fall into temptation, but when. Come on, y'all. Come on, it's no rose garden. Glory be to God. Thank you, my sister. This is Irene.
Sister Rita.
Sister Rita. I always say something with an I, but I got you, baby. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? Call your number is 504-22577. Your mic is open.
Good night, Diane, and the rest of the people on tonight. I didn't get all of that chapter in Genesis you were talking about in the book of Genesis. Can you finish giving that to me, please?
Yeah, you talking about where the wall, the first wall?
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody to read that because that's the war that took place when Abraham went and rescued Lot. And that's where the kings came and congratulated Abraham. And that's when we see Melchizedek. Y'all always hear the word Melchizedek. Melchizedek was someone that came and congratulated Abraham for winning the war. And Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils, gave a tenth of what he had gotten to Melchizedek. But if you go in the book of Genesis, it's in the 14th chapter. Now, I always suggest to read the chapter before and then the 14th chapter. So if you're going to have reading time, read Genesis 13th chapter and 14th chapter, and it's going to paint you a beautiful picture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Brother Corey. Anyone else? This is our Bible study. We could ask questions and talk back to one another and really, well, this is our Bible study. Remember that so anybody can have an opportunity to say things. Also, a request was made for Sister Maggie. Sister Mac, if you would like to sing with us, you have been given an opportunity. I'm given an opportunity. It was a request, and I give the opportunity for you to be able to let us out with a song. And then Sister Pam will come back with a benediction if you accept. Mic is open, Minister Mackey.
Able to handle any situation, he's Jehovah Nissi. Able to heal all of my diseases, he's Jehovah Rapha. God is able to comfort in the time of need. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's able to supply all of our needs. He's Jehovah Jireh. Jesus is just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. He's able to handle any situation. He's Jehovah Nissi. Able to heal all of our diseases. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's able to comfort in the time of need. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's able to supply all of our needs. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. And there is nobody like Jesus. Nobody like him. Nobody like Jesus. He's just that kind of God. All we have to do is wait on him. Wait on him. You can wait on him. For he's just that kind of God. 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 And there is nobody like him. Nobody like him. There's nobody, nobody like him. He's just that kind of God. Yes, God is just that kind of God. Whatever you need him to be, he's that God. Glory, hallelujah. Able to handle every situation. Able to comfort. Able to heal our diseases. God is just that kind of God. Glory to you, God.
Thank you so much, Sister Mackey. Thank you so much. Caller, your number is 504-231-93. Your button is pressed. I'm going to open your mic. call of 504-231-93. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Minister Diane. I just wanted to say I got on late, but I definitely enjoyed what I heard. Continue to do the work. Continue to be blessed in Jesus' name. And thanks, Songbird Mackie, for that song.
Thank you so much. That's Minister Parker. Thank you, Minister Parker. And I just want to give a shout out to God. You know, they say that one plant the seed, one water the seed, but God gives the increase. I want you to know that the callers on tonight is double than what they normally be. I don't know what's the difference. I don't know why, but I know, you know, God is in control. And I thank everyone for calling in. And I offered if anybody was new because I wanted to welcome you. But I am just so grateful unto God that the numbers have doubled. And I'm not a person in numbers. I never told you, would you please get somebody to join us? I let God put that on people's hearts and things like that. But I cannot not recognize that the screen is lit up twice as much as it had been in a couple of months. So glory, hallelujah to God for what he's doing. And I thank again each and every one of you. And if anyone would like to say anything at this time, we still have time. And you could press the one button on your phone. If not, we'll have our benediction. Sister Pam, your mic is open.
Thank you so very much, Minister Elyria Mackey, for that beautiful song. The benediction tonight coming from 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen, my sister. Thank you so much. And y'all know that's one of my favorite scriptures. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Caller, your number is 504-73. Well, your caller, your number is 504-715. Elyria has the same disc, so I don't know what this one, which one. Okay, caller, your line is open. You can speak at this time.
My name is Donna Smith, Corey Smith's wife. I enjoyed the lesson tonight, and I would like to thank you and everyone. Pray for everyone and pray for me too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Donna, and I'm so glad you did press the mic that I could have the opportunity to welcome you. We come on every Wednesday night. I'm sure Mr. Corey has shared the information, but I want you to know that we gather, and we are plain and simple. No big eyes, no little U's. This is our Bible study, no questions. You know, you could ask any questions and stuff, and we are so glad that you're with us on tonight. And it is my desire that you come back again. Hallelujah, and thank God for giving you the desire to want to come on. And I hope you come back again, and we'll be right here, and you have your place. And we are all fellowship in the word of God together. Thank you so much, Sister Donna. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I don't want you to get off the line and say, I had something to say, but anyone who would like to say anything at this time, you could press the one button on your phone. And I will open up the mic. The benediction has been read, the song has been sung, the praise went up, and we have studied the word of God. Glory, hallelujah. All praise, honor, and glory goes to God. That's our program for tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday. If it's God's will and your desire, please come and join us. and pray that God have a word from on high for us at that time. But until then, everybody go in peace and be blessed. Good night.